A new report out today says 6.5 million young Americans are disconnected, meaning out of school with no job. Marketplace's David Gura reports from Washington on what this means and what's being done to change it.
Patrick McCarthy heads the Annie E. Casey Foundation, which prepared the report. He says the number of entry-level jobs has shrunk over the last two decades, and if young people drop out of school, it hurts their chances of getting a job even more.
The disconnected youth are at very high risk of being poor, very high risk at not having the skills they need to connect to the workforce.
Despite the size of the population, Stacey Stewart, the president of United Way, says it's not too late to do something. A solution, she says, is more collaboration between business, government, and nonprofits like hers.
Just because young people are disconnected from school and employment right now does not mean we can't provide opportunities for them to get back on track.
Jovan Howard grew up in Baltimore in the city's foster care system, and he says he easily could have become disconnected if he didn't give school a second chance.
I didn't really realize that school was a big factor of my life until, I want to say, the 10th grade, where I realized that I can end up being somebody.
Howard graduated, he went to college, and now he has a job. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.